The U.S. faces a challenging economic recovery in 2021, even as coronavirus vaccines offer hope for the future. Many experts warn the economy will take time to ramp up again as the vaccines continue to roll out. But the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, Eric Rosengren, says he can see better days on the horizon. And he joins us now to talk about the economic outlook. Eric Rosengren, thanks for speaking with us again, and hello.
Nice to be with you.
Tell us why you're optimistic that a robust recovery is on the way.
In the near term, I actually think that the economy is likely to be stalled because of the virus. In the medium term, there are a number of indicators that would make us pretty confident that the second half of the year will be strong, assuming we get the public health issue resolved. Certainly for those individuals that have not been adversely affected by the pandemic, they have a much higher savings rate than they normally would. That means that they have capacity to do more purchasing. In addition, the stock market's continuing to rise, housing prices are continuing to rise, interest rates are quite low, and we have another round of fiscal stimulus. All those conditions should help support the economy.
Many people believe that because Massachusetts was so strong going into the economic dip, we'll come out of it strong, but we might take longer than most to do so. Do you agree with that, and why?
So the Massachusetts economy and the New England economy is highly affected by what's happening in Boston. So there's certainly areas of Boston that are doing quite well. A lot of the biotech is even more important than it was before. Finance has continued to do quite well. But there are also critical areas of the local economy that have been badly hit. Hotels and downtown areas with people not traveling, many of the restaurants and services that are tied to commuters. The longer it takes us to get back to a more normalized economy, the more risk is that those retail spaces are going to be empty and possibly empty for longer than we would like. And I think there's a longer run question about what the balance is going to be between working in the office and working at home. And that will have a big impact on cities like Boston.
I need to ask about the link between politics and the economy following the House vote to impeach President Trump. Many people worry about the continuation of the deep political divisions in the country. How might that impact the economy? And I ask the question mindful of the fact that the stock market soared at the end of last year, even though the divisions were quite wide.
While uncertainty and dysfunction are never good attributes in public policy, I don't think it's having a significant impact on financial markets. And the real economy is primarily being affected by measures to try to restrict social mobility in order to make sure the infection rate stays down.
All right, back to the big picture. There's been a lot of talk about getting back to a new normal on the other side of the pandemic. What's it going to look like? Will we return to the pre-pandemic economy?
It won't be exactly the same. More people are probably going to be working from home. I think the attractiveness of living in downtown areas, at least initially, is probably going to be lower as more people want to have more space if they're working from home. And I think there are other areas of commercial real estate that are going to take some time to come back. I would include hotels, but I would even say office space is a little uncertain at this point until we get a better sense of how much organizations are going to shrink their footprint in reaction to what's happened with the pandemic.
Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, thank you very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.